Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Welcome back to Private Parts Unknown, a podcast about love and sexuality around the world. I'm Courtney Kosak, and today we are talking about sexy trends, privates. That is right, we are unpacking an Ashley Madison report, their 2024 trend forecast, and I have got their chief strategy officer, Paul, on deck to help me unpack these trends. And you might remember Paul from a couple episodes ago. He was actually a part of our Why Women Cheat series, and we heard from him first then, and so it was really fun to continue the conversation for today's episode. And a big takeaway of this report is just that non-monogamy is on the rise. I think we are seeing that all around in our culture. Polyamory has been on a lot of magazine covers over the past year. They are catering to it with their company. And the generational interpretation of monogamy and non-monogamy is really interesting. So there is a lot of fascinating stuff in today's episode. Let's dive right in.
Hi, I'm Paul Keeble. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer at Ashley Madison.
Paul, I saw the forecast, the 2024 trends in dating. So I kind of wanted to talk through those with you. So trend number one is that Gen Z was the top cohort to sign up for the site in 2023, even though the majority of them have not been married. Yep. And then there were a couple of recent surveys from 2022 to 2023, people who identify as non-monogamous went up 10% just over the course of a year, which is a ton. So I guess let's unpack that first kind of trend.
So it was really interesting because we've heard a lot about Gen Z when it comes to dating and relationships. And there was these two contradictory sort of statements floating around that sort of piqued our interest. And we wanted to look into, we were saying at one point that Gen Z is having far less sex than the previous cohort. So like millennials and Gen X. But at the same time, we were hearing they're far more permissive or experimental, depending on how you view these things, when it comes to their sexual relations. We're not just looking at things like polyamory, but the types of activities that they were participating in. And those seem to be somewhat contradictory. And so we dived into it. And what do we really discover? And this is a bit of a guiding light for us as an organization and for me just personally, is Gen Z gives me a lot of hope for relationships and dating because I'm Gen X, so I'm ancient comparatively. Uh-huh. And, you know, growing up, I remember like the pressure to have sex was enormous because as a guy, obviously every single one of your friends was having sex because they told you that. And I believe them.
Yeah.
Probably all full of shit. But there was this idea that, you know, and there's in pop culture, like movies and TV shows, the whole concept of we're going to get a pact, we're all going to lose our virginity. I mean, wasn't that the premise of American Pie, I think, originally?
Yes.
Right? And then the internet comes along, and the shame barriers, the things that really drove a lot of our sexual behaviors as teens and 20s from my generation, started to evaporate because people realized that girlfriend you had sex with in Canada did not exist. That was a bunch of bullshit. And they said, hey, wait a minute. Instead of like pretending we're all super mature and sexual, because we're not, why don't we just be honest and say, I don't know where I'm at. I'm not really sure. I'm interested in some different stuff. So let's talk about it. Let's be a little bit more open. And what you're seeing is, number one, and this is where I get the hope and the faith and believe that Gen Z is going down the right way. They're saying, let's stop pretending that we're not all interested in a lot of different things. Two, that we don't know squat because we haven't done anything yet, and have really open conversations And when we do explore stuff, it doesn't mean that's our thing forevermore, because I did it once does not make me a thing. It's like, if I, you know, appear in a TV show once, am I an actor forever? No. But if you, you know, suck one dick, you're gay forever. Kind of deal. And they've removed that shame, which is really awesome and amazing. And what it's leading to is they're willing to try different things. They're willing to look into different things, but they don't have the pressure to do it all the time. So it does make sense that they're having less sex, but they're having better sex. And that is far more important. And that is sort of the reason we exist. So this might be the end of Ashley Madison as a primarily adultery-based dating site, which is okay, because we need to evolve along with the culture. And so we are seeing an increase in that Gen Z cohort coming to our site for more polyamorous, open-type relationships, and a lot of different dynamics within that framework, because they still covet the discretion that we offer. It's not about shame. It's more, you as my colleague, you as my family member, do not need to know what I'm doing, because it's my business. But I'm sharing it with others and I'm more open to it. And it's really been fascinating seeing these trends. So, you know, from a business perspective, it's a challenge. How do you accommodate them as they come into our platform? But it also gives me hope that there is going to be a continuous space for people to have a bit of discretion, but again, not based on shame, but more based on, it's none of your damn business what I'm doing and whom I'm doing it with. And that has really always been at the core of Ashley Madison. So that's really what that trend is telling us.
I think it makes total sense too that you guys would, you know, strive to accommodate that demographic, because it's almost like a generational thing about being open and cheating. I do think that the older you are, the more like comfortable you might be with like the affair paradigm than like the open relationship paradigm.
Yeah, absolutely. When you start building a relationship 20 years in and your spouse comes to you and says, hey, things have been great, I love you, everything's fantastic, but I just want a little separate D on the side. Is that cool? And that's really hard to get over. And like the jealousy shows up, and what Gen Z is saying is, hey, we're going to start there as a starting point so that we can remove some of that jealousy. And the reality is, though, and you talk to anybody who lives in polyamorous relationships, open relationships, it's not that the jealousy doesn't exist, so they talk about it. They communicate about it to alleviate the pressures that comes from it. And that is really the key component that's underlying all these trends on Gen Z. And again, every therapist will tell you, communication is at the core of every failed marriage. That is why Gen Z is saying, listen, we've learned from you idiots. We're going to do it better.
I mean, God bless them. I hope they do. So trend number two is that studies show that women tend to be more sexually adventurous than men and are the quote unquote gatekeepers of monogamy, according to author and therapist Dr. Tammy Nelson. So it seems like women are more likely to want to be open instead of an affair, which I read as women are more ethical.
I don't know. You know, that's one way to interpret more ethical. I think.
I'm just kidding.
No. It's a good way to look at it. But what I think, from my perspective, is happening is, women have always had agency over their sexual life. But what was different for previous generations, and this is more like my parents' generation, so the baby boomers and the golden generation, because all this stuff was happening back then too.
Right.
The difference was the consequences for men were pretty low. People just, no big surprise. Bob, you know, got some on the side. We all, you know, it happens. He's not a great guy, but it's no big deal. He was sleeping with a woman. So clearly, you know, it wasn't just one really, really horny woman in every town who slept with all these guys. There's a bunch of women doing this. But the difference, is the consequences for women getting caught were severe.
Yeah.
And we're not really that far removed from the age of the scarlet letter. And in my mother's generation, she would have been 50. No, she would have been 72 this year. If she had got caught cheating, she would have lost her economic means. You know, she was a stay-at-home mother. I mean, in Canada, and I don't think the States was all that different, up until the early 80s, late 70s, you still needed your husband to get a credit card. He needed to sign off on that.
I know, that's insane.
That's wild to me. And so here she goes. So she's got three kids, and she gets caught cheating. So he's walking out the door. Dad's gone. She's left with three kids. She can't get a real job. She can't get a credit card. So her life's screwed. So here's what happened, though. it's not that women suddenly said, okay, I'm going to close up shop and not do this. No, they got really good at it.
Yeah.
Good at it and the ability to hide it, right? So what's changed now is a couple things, and these are some really important trends that we've been tracking. In the workplace, where traditional affairs mostly have happened throughout history, or at least modern history, it usually was an older man, an executive, a senior person with a more junior person or less powerful person.
Mm-hmm.
And if that affair became public, the woman almost always was punished. It's like, you're out the door, see ya. What's happening now is that...
Gary, you get a promotion.
Yeah. But what's happening now is, and we're strictly talking a consensual affair. We're not talking any reports of harassment, but on a consensual affair, really senior guys are being told, you know what, Bob? You're gone. And happened to Bill Gates. He got kicked out of his foundation. Happened to the CEO of McDonald's. Happened to the CEO of Intel. The Intel one was fascinating to me because the affair happened years before he became CEO at the company.
Oh.
But he took the mantle. It became public. And again, completely consensual. Nobody was charging anyone with any sort of inappropriate behavior other than the affair itself. And they said, listen, boards are saying, listen, we have a fiduciary duty to our shareholders and this shit can't happen, right? So now, you know, women are realizing they have a bit more power, they have a bit more agency, and they don't face the same, they face still more than men, but it's not as much punishment. It's still chastising and tutting, you know, you're a whore, you're a slut. But she gets to keep her job. She gets her economic means. And so women are being a little bit more bold and saying, hey, listen, we put up with a lot of shit. Now I'm working. I've got to have a 50-50 economic model in the household. You've got to do all this stuff. And last time you and I talked, we talked about how we did a study with the University of Missouri, Dr. Alicia Walker, about why women cheat.
Yeah.
And in her study, it was 80% of the women were in sexless or orgasmless marriages. And women were basically saying, listen, I might love my husband. And I think the member you spoke to at the time was really fell into this category. She's like, I love my husband. I love my life. Everything's great. But I'm not going to put up with an absent or shitty sex life. I want good sex. And so that's why women are saying, listen, we control all of this because we're really good at this. You need us. And if you're not willing to do the things to please us, I'm not going to give you sex and I'm going to have it with somebody else. And so women are just basically saying, hey, we're fed up. You haven't listened to us. We've told you to go find what a G-spot is and what a clitoris is. You've done no homework. So this is what's happening now.
Okay. So maybe not women are more ethical. There's a lot more going on there.
A lot more going on.
Hey, privates. Ever wish you could use deodorant on your feet? Or before intimacy to freshen up below the belt, which, you know, let's face it, sometimes we get stanky down there and you just feel so much more confident initiating if you feel fresh. I know you know what I mean. And that is why I'm so excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concern about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years later, and her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews. What? That's a huge number. From people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe, and yes, that involves the middle part. And if you are new to the Lumi fam, I have a special offer for you. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code PPU at LumiDeodorant.com. I freaking love Lumi. I love the solid stick deodorant. I have the clean tangerine and the toasted coconut, and smells so good. The lavender scent is amazing. I love the body wash. I love the wipes, which are great if you are traveling or you are out on the go and you need to freshen up, maybe after the gym if you are in a rush and don't have time to shower. Lumi is just the best. And it's seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. It is truly whole body deodorant. That means pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. It's baking soda free and paraben free. It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt. So Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. What? I freaking love free shipping. And as a special offer for Private Parts Unknown listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code PPU at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code PPU. And I promise you, privates, you are not going to be spelling pew anymore. Okay. So check it out, LumiDeodorant.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So trend number three is that people are putting more thought into their online dating profiles, including their interests, religious beliefs, and hobbies. And the number of Ashley Madison members who completed their profile with hobbies increased more than 178% from 2022 to 2023. So this makes sense to me.
Yeah, and it's both a good thing, but I think it's actually coming out of a bit of a negative aspect of culture, particularly in Western North American culture. We're getting very polarized. And whether it's started with politics or not, that's certainly a very large influence, but it's spreading out beyond that. And if I'm a dog person, I'm not going to be hanging out with a cat person, right? And that's a bit of an extreme analogy.
That's how stupid it is.
It can be. Like, I mean, the one that drives me the craziest, and I see this quite a bit, it's like somebody will, you'll go on a first date, whether it's a fair or otherwise, and you'll say, oh, you got an Android? Oh, got an iPhone? What's that? Like, I can't do that. I'm like, are you seriously looking at my phone? I can't even comprehend the idiocy of that one. So what's happening, and this is where it becomes the good part. People are saying, okay, hold on. We've got a lot of different components that make up me. And particularly when it comes to having an affair, and again, I think I talked about this last time, when you're on Tinder or eHarmony or Match, you are presenting your best self because you're looking to find, you know, a life partner or a right now partner, right? So you're looking to have, particularly when you're looking for that life partner, you want to present the best version of yourself, sometimes slightly, you know, edited version, if we can go that far. Whereas the people who come to Ashley Madison generally are like, okay, I'm coming for a very specific need. So if you go back to the women in the study, 80% are in sexless or orgasmic marriages. They want good sex. And they want very specific types of sex usually. And they're going to put that out there because what's the point if you like tall, leggy blondes, but you're not going to spank me? Because that's the thing I want and I need. And that's the only thing I give a shit
that's
about.
That's what I can't get from my husband. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not doing that. And so women and men are being a little bit more thoughtful instead of, hey, let's hook up. It's here's me. Here's the shit I'm into. This is my body type. Because, you know, you're not getting Thor. I'm not Chris Hemsworth. There's no six pack, nor will there ever be one. But that's cool because that's not what a lot of women are looking for. But I check three or four other boxes and they're like, boom, that's enough. Let's talk. And it's helping facilitate conversations because there is another interesting trend that's more outside of us in the online dating world. It's getting really hard to make matches because a lot of men have given up because women are not quite equal in the workforce, but they're getting there and they're making expectations a little higher. They're saying, hey, you want to date this? This is awesome. And I make my own money, so I don't need you. So if you want to date me, get your shit together. Right. And guys are walking away. But what's happening over our side is people are saying, OK, I got the relationship, but I'm not getting the thing. So to get the thing, here's all the stuff that makes up Paul. And here's what Paul's into. And here's my kinks. Here's the things that are my goes and my no goes. And it's helping to ease those initial conversations, because I'm sure you've been on one or two dating apps in your life. And it's exhausting, those initial conversations. The same.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, I like this trend, but when I was on the Tinder is where I met my fiance, but I would just be like, drink, please. That was my pickup line, and it worked like 100% of the time. And wow. So I just did not fill out my profile, and just that was my strategy. But I like this. This is a little more, you know.
Yeah, I think holistic. It's a good trend. Yeah, it's helping people push out a lot of the barriers that block people from getting to know one another. And in a perfect world, I agree with you. Like, let's just go get a drink and sit down and talk. Because yeah. I can accomplish a lot more in a 5-minute conversation than I can with a chat. But I'm from a different world, a different generation. But what's happening is, again, it goes back to what we talked about with the Gen Z people. With the shame barriers coming down, people are a bit more forthright what they're into because they're not as scared of putting that out there. Whatever aspect of their sexuality, people are like, yeah, cool. It's not for me, but mm-hmm. I get it. So cool. Good for you. And it helps limit a lot of go nowhere conversations because clearly we're not a match within 3 or 4, you know, chats because you're into X, Y, and Z and I'm into ABC. So never mind. We're avoiding a lot of those mismatches by having people be more forthright and complete their profiles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really interesting one to think about because it goes a lot of different ways. And also some people are like putting, you know, in terms of politics and stuff, putting those things on there because they're trying to avoid other people. But I'm also in a mixed political relationship.
Oh, bravo.
Yeah.
This could be a tense year for you guys.
We have a good dynamic about it. So for trend number 4, it says that you guys did an Ashley Madison member survey and 27% of Gen Z members, 19% of millennials, which I'm an elder millennial, 24% of Gen Xers and 25% of boomers said that they prefer a polyamorous relationship. And yeah, polyamory is the new 2024 relationship frontier with Gen Z and women leading the way.
Yeah, what's happening here is people are starting to realize that monogamy shouldn't be the default. There's nothing wrong with monogamy. It works for a significant majority of the population. But we used to live in the dynamic of there was monogamy, and then you're an asshole. Everything else is bad. You were a pervert. You're a deviant. You are right. A weirdo. Whatever, you were in the lifestyle. You were a swinger. You were all those terms equated to weirdo, like not cool. Don't let your daughter date that guy. And what people are realizing now is that there are options. And it's interesting because between monogamy and non-monogamy, monogamy is pretty siloed to a degree. But even now, I mean, Dan Savage, you know, really coined this term. He's monogamish.
Right.
And, you know, I might call that open or polyamorous to a degree. He doesn't. And it's specific because he's like, no, I have a monogamous partner. And we have a set of rules that allow us to do things outside of that. Whereas polyamory is slightly different. But when you get into that non-monogamous world, the options are insane. There's so many different ways it can come to life. And that can be challenging because, you know, trying to understand all the terminology and in the dynamics can be really hard. But again, as we talked about, the Gen Z, they're just more open about it. They're communicating with it. And that's cool. And people are starting to realize that monogamy might not be the thing for them. They're not shitting all over it, not saying it's a horrible thing, mm-hmm. but they looked at their mom and dad, they looked at some of their friends, and like, yeah, that's awesome, it works for you, and I applaud you, but I'm going to go do this other thing and figure out where it works. And some of these things, like, you know, maybe you and I are going to talk in 10 years, and we're going to see a lot of people who are in polyamorous relationships to start are going to fall into monogamy 10 or 15 years later because their relationship is going to evolve, and that aspect that they needed then is no longer needed. And I think that is the real insight about these things is that your relationship's going to or should evolve yeah. over time. I mean, you're still very much in your honeymoon phase. And, you know, I'm a dad. I got 2 kids. I got teenagers. So things changed over that time. Yes. Nobody became a bad person. Nobody did anything bad. Things change. And if you don't evolve, that creates a lot of challenges and problems.
Yeah, totally. And I think you're right. Like, even within, I mean, I consider myself pretty monogamous, but I think even people that are in that category today, it's like I got a happy ending massage in Japan, and you know, my partner and I are talking about going to a sex party, not really to have sex with other people, but to have sex with each other. You know, I think people are just thinking of monogamy in just more interesting ways too.
Yeah, people are challenging the norms.
Yeah, for sure.
And I love the point about the happy ending, because what people consider cheating changes dramatically from relationship to relationship. Like, some people say, "You watch porn without me, that's cheating." I'd be like, "Are you crazy? How am I going to do all that?" But that's also changing what people actually consider. And the biggest benefit of it is people are actually having the conversation, because I don't know, when you're getting married, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
I would advise you should sit down with your fiance and discuss, what do you think is cheating? What is cheating? Because what you think is cheating may not be what he thinks is cheating. And it's not really simple, because everyone will agree, if I go put my penis in some other woman's vagina, that's pretty straightforward. Cheating. But if I have dinner with a woman, is that cheating? If I go to a strip club, is that cheating?
I would say no and no. What do you say?
I say no, absolutely not. I think things are only cheating if I have to hide them from my partner.
Exactly.
Now, if I go have a dinner with a woman and I don't tell my partner, oh, now that's a bit of a dodgy exercise.
Yes, because why are you not telling?
Right.
See? Exactly.
But this is the thing, right? People need to define what their relationship means. Whether you call it monogamy or non-monogamy, it doesn't really matter. You have to define the boundaries of what's acceptable. Because I was chatting with a member, this is a couple of years ago, and she was in a polyamorous relationship, an open relationship with her partner, but they had defined set rules. And she kind of like, I really like the rules. So I'm here cheating. He doesn't know about it. I was like, wow, you're in a polyamorous relationship. You're allowed to sleep with other people, but there were certain guidelines, and primarily came down to, she had to tell her partner with whom she was sleeping with. And she said, that was just too much. So I'm going to screw around without him. I was like, wow, that's interesting.
That is.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, okay. You know, we have all these new definitions of what a modern relationship can look like that include all these non-monogamous iterations. So why are people still cheating? Is it that they just don't want to tell their partner?
It's a lot of different things. So, you know, the study on that I talked about with Alicia Walker, and she looked at why the men were cheating. Like, I still find that today the most fascinating insight, because I kind of knew to a degree, because I work in a profession that is predominantly female oriented. So I worked with a lot of women over my career, and you hear a lot of things. The reason men were cheating is that they were seeking emotional validation. And I tell people this all the time, and I tell my golf buddies, and they're all, "Paul, you're full of shit." And I said, "You guys might say that because you're all bravado and you want to talk smack around, you know, the other dudes. But let me tell you something. Go ask any of your male buddies, what was the best compliment they ever received from a woman? And everyone will know what it is. Every guy has that thing, because we receive so few of them from females. So if you tell a guy, if you tell your fiance, "Hey, you look really good in that shirt. Let me tell you how many times you're going to see that shirt come out over the next 6 months." It's going to be worn a lot. Because he's going to remember that. And we're raised in a culture where men don't get those types of compliments. Like, you walk out of the shower in the morning, he's like, "Oh, God, babe, you're the best looking girl I've ever seen." He's showering you with a compliment. You're like, "Shut the fuck up. He's getting ready for work." But if you say that to him, he holds it in his heart. So what's happening there is a lot of men, they might met the girl of dreams in a great relationship, and they're very happy. And even the sex life can be great. But there's that component that's missing, that aspect of our quote-unquote softer side that says, I want to be wanted, I want to be needed, I want to be felt like I have value beyond you know, I'm 6 foot or I earn six figures or whatever it is.
Right.
And that leads to a lot of the male cheating. And for women, I think part of it is depending on whom you're talking about, there are elements of, particularly in America, a lot of people get married very young there. There's a whole cohort in particular parts of the country, like getting married in your early 20s is kind of like, yeah, that seems like a normal thing to do. And then suddenly you're 10, 15 years into it, and they start hearing about their other friends and the activities they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Like, we don't do any of those things. You need to go home. And they're like, hey, Bobby, can you do these things? And then he's like, absolutely fucking not. And she's like, well, I don't want to live a life without that. I don't want to screw this up. So I'm going to go over to Ashkenaz.
Well, makes sense. I'm from a small town in Minnesota where people do get married in their early 20s, but that scares the shit out of me. I'm like 40.
Okay. Well, I'm about to turn 50 and I couldn't even comprehend the idea of getting married in my 20s. But I mean, my mom and dad, my dad was 22 when he got married. And my mom would have been 20. And like, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you two?
Yeah.
Like, did you not realize there's a whole life to live afterwards? And my mom had three kids by the time she was 26.
I know that's crazy. They would have kids right after. It's like, enjoy it for a little bit.
I'm like, God love you, woman, but that was some batshit crazy choices that your children will not be doing.
So I guess let's end on this is maybe a controversial stance, but it's been suggested that affairs can save marriages. So I'm curious how you think this works.
Well, it's absolutely true. And anybody who has been around long enough is going to know some couples who have experienced adultery in their relationships. And more often than not, the relationship actually does survive. Because, and this is actually something that Dr. Tammy Nelson sort of coined for us, often people will get into can opener affairs. And they will intentionally get caught because they've been telling their spouse their needs are not being met, and their spouse either is unwilling to listen, not understanding, they're just not getting the message. And the partner is like, I don't want this to blow up. I don't want this to end. I don't really want to cheat, but I'm going to go do it, and I'm going to get caught and force the conversation so you get how serious this is. And what happens there is the partner can either accept the message that says, I didn't really want to do this, but I couldn't get you to listen and understand. And this happens on both sides. This is not just women doing this. Men and women do this. And more often than not, the relationship not just survives, thrives. And I personally know multiple couples. Like, I actually knew somebody, or I know somebody who, you know, when I first joined this company, they revealed that they had joined the site years ago and had an affair, and it was exposed, and they're still married, and they're multiple kids, and their relationship's fantastic. Because it forced the hard conversations that the other partner wasn't willing to have or understanding needs to be had at the time. And that happens way more often than people realize. Now, there's certainly times where you get exposed and someone just walks out the door. That's a risk in this scenario. And that's, again, why we exist, so people can have a better affair. But there's certainly people that will come out of it, expose it, and thrive.
Fascinating as always, Paul. Thank you so much for enlightening us on these 2024 dating trends.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right, privates. That was an interesting conversation with Paul. Thank you again for coming on and enlightening us all about these new trends in non-monogamy. And thank you for tuning into this episode of Private Parts Unknown. Stay tuned right here. I have got another sexy episode coming your way next week. For the latest episodes, look down and make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast player now. If you are on most of the players, it's like a follow or a subscribe button. If you are on Spotify, it's like a follow and a bell button. To stay in touch between episodes, follow me at Courtney Kosak. That is K-O-C-A-K on Instagram and Twitter. And follow the show at Private Parts Unknown on Instagram and at Private Parts Un on Twitter. And I am shamelessly always and forever trying to hit the top 1% on OnlyFans. So if you are interested in a Playboy style peek behind the podcast, you can subscribe to my OnlyFans account. It is onlyfans.com/CocoPeepShow. And it is a very horny way to help support the show. I very much encourage you to subscribe. So if you are interested, join me on onlyfans.com/CocoPeepShow. Of course, subscribe to our newsletter. It is privatepartsunknown.substack.com, and there is a link for that in the episode description. Subscribe to the Private Parts Unknown YouTube channel for a video version of a bunch of episodes. It is youtube.com/privatepartsunknown. That is youtube.com/privatepartsunknown. And check out my other podcasts for more of my audio creations. I have The Bleeders about book writing and publishing, and Podcast Bestie, which is a best friend to podcasters trying to grow and monetize their shows. And shout out to Amy Rausch for the bomb ass theme music. For more info about Amy and her music, check out amyrausch.com. That is Amy, RAASCH.com. This episode was mixed by my beloved audio guy, Michael Castaneda of Plastic Audio. And after enjoying this content, could we ask you for a quick favor? Just go to ratethispodcast.com/private and give us a 5-star rating and review. And you guys have been the best lately. You helped us hit 140 ratings on Spotify. We are currently at 142. So if you are listening on Spotify, you can go to, it's actually now the upper right-hand corner of our page. Under the title, next to like the tool wheel, there's those three dots. Just hit rate show and then 5 stars, and voila, you have just made my day. And then on Apple Podcasts, we are now up to 282 ratings. We have busted our 280 cherry and we are on to 282. I would love to hit 285. So if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. I got a couple great reviews recently. Fancy 1974 says, loving your podcast. I was expecting more about sex, LOL, which is what pulled me in, but I'm so glad to be here for all the many parts of life and relationships that you are highlighting. Keep it up. You are doing a great job. Seriously, the bored but so busy housekeeper. Thank you, bored but so busy housekeeper. I love that you are listening. Please keep it up. And Stacy MC says, thought-provoking coverage of taboo topics. This podcast gets me thinking. She covers topics that aren't mainstream, but in a sensitive, comprehensive, and balanced way. It's definitely the podcast that gets me and keeps me thinking, and I love discussing it with my partner. I freaking love that. That is like balm to my soul. Thank you so much for listening and loving the show, Stacy. Those reviews were awesome, and you can make my day similarly by going to ratethispodcast.com/private. No matter where you are listening, you can leave the podcast a rating and review, and it would mean the world to me. And before we go, there is another way you can help support the show. We are now on the Fountain app, so if you are listening on Fountain or another V4V platform and you get value from this show, you can support us by sending a boostagram or some sats for streaming. Mere Mortals podcast boosted 1,111 sats. And Karin left a comment about the Ashley Madison series, and he said, not surprised that you get negative comments just due to the topic nature, but I thought you provided a pretty fair representation of the motivations of why extramarital affairs occur. Thank you so much. I thought so too. And someone clapped to that, which I appreciate. And TN Stacker boosted 100 sats and said, my wife and I went to Thailand years ago. I wondered if the ladies then got full massage like the guys. Never asked, but supposed. Now I know. Glad the ladies get to enjoy the superior, relaxing, and restorative service. Yay! That is when I was talking with Hallie Lieberman about my happy ending massage. And then Dr. Chuckles boosted 500 sats and said, I always learn something new, even if it's probably nothing I will ever try myself. Fair enough. Yes. And Walter W. boosted 500 sats and said, "Hey, Courtney, enjoyed the episode, so here's a few sats." Ah, the best. Thank you guys so much for listening on Fountain and sending us those sats. I love to see those sats come through. Those are my favorite comments to get because they come with a little bit of money. Thank you so much for sticking with me until the end. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Love you, privates.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.